And we are in Simen Reish Mem Vav. Let us go over quickly Siv Dalet. Yisrael Shehisker Shvorim Leini Yehudi Lachresh Bahem V'chayresh Bahem. A Yisrael that rented out Shvorim Tadoi V'chayresh Bahem. And Yisrael Shabbos also, which is the big problem of Shvisis Bahemah. Yesh matirim im kibol olav haini Yehudi achayis mise ugzeilo ugneve. If the goy was, it's the Yid's behemoth, but the goy was mekabel achayis, responsibility if the behemoth will die, this is not a normal seicha. A seicha doesn't have all these responsibilities. In kibolov and Yehudi achayis mise ugzeilo ugneve, viyukra vizula. I think viyukra vizula means as follows, that let's say when he got the behemoth, it was worth $1,000. And when he returns the behemoth, so if the behemoth is worth $800, the goy is going to give him $200. So the goy has responsibility on the zayil also, that since it became cheaper and mighty shoes, I'm going to pay you the $200 plus the behemoth. And yukra, I think, means if it's worth $1,200, I think the yid will give him $200. That means legavi yoyka v'zoyl, it's the goyis. Legavi yoyka v'zoyl, so that means legavi many, many things is like a bailam. He's a bailam that if anything happens with it, he has complete responsibilities. He's a bailam that if it was zoil, you can't say, Aresha loch lefanecha, take back your behemoth. No, we consider you gave me a behemoth that's worth $1,000, I have to pay you back $200. And the yukrim means that if it became more expensive, you have to give me $200 now. So all these halachas, the first day you hold, it gives him a din bailam. The goy is a bailam, since he has all responsibilities, and he owns, he possesses the yoyka, and he's mechuyev to pay for the zoil. So we consider this is kamat the goy's behemoth, because the goy has many characteristics of a bailam.
The yoyka was saying that the yoyka doesn't have the money to be on the shop, so whatever, the goy could keep it.
Well, he owes him $200. He owes him $200. That means that he just owes him money. These are responsibilities. The master time itad the seicher, which show in reality that the goy is a pretty much of a bailam. The yesha imrim, even though all these responsibilities exist, the kivin she'ein ha'eni yudi yochel lemochrim yosef, but this he can't do. That means, what if the goy wants to sell it? So then the maskil tells him, I'm sure, it's my behema, you can't sell it. Nikreis behemas Yisrael, so it's called. That means it's still the Yid's behemas of Mamele. If the goy will work with it on Shabbos, the Yid will be over on Shvisas behemas. That's Siv Dalet. Now we'll see Siv Hei. Im Yisrael ve'ena Yehudi shutfim bebehema. A Yisrael and a goy are shutfim bebehema. Muta, they bought a behemoth b'shutfis. We're talking about a behemoth. It's only behemoths. In Yisrael, the machine is not a behemoth. In Yisrael, v'ayni Yehudi shutfim b'behemoth. V'Yisrael and the goy are shutfim in a behemoth. Muta lasar bay a behemoth b'shutfis. Muta lasis bo'eini Yehudi meloche b'Shabbos. So the goy will be permitted to do meloche in Shabbos al yedei. Sheyatne im ha'eini Yehudi בתחילת שקנו עיסם שייטל העיני יהודי בשבס בישראל בים חיל. Now, this is a glata heta, a goy and a yid want to buy a behemoth. The behemoth is worth $1,000. Each one is giving $500. So they make up between themselves. They make up between themselves for 5 days of the week. We are shutzim in the behemoth. Shabbos, it's completely yours. Sunday, it's completely mine. So Memela, so then it comes out, and that's how it was bought. That's how the Shutfis said it so. That's the partnership. So Memela, so it comes out Shabbos when the Goy is working with the Behemoth, it is his Behemoth. There's no Shaila. So there's no Shaila of Shutfis Behemoth. So if they'll make such a Shutfis, and they'll speak out in the beginning, this is the Shutfis, 5 days we Shutfim, and there's a Halukas Hayomim of 2 days, Shabbos it's the Goyis, and Sunday it's the Yis. It's Mutal Lechatchila. Bechila Shekonu, let us see the Mishnah Berura, the Nimtzof, the Leitnuyo HaBehema LeYisrael Klal B'Yema Shabbos. So when the Behema was purchased, the Yid never purchased the Behema on Shabbos. It's B'Shutfis for 5 days and his on Sunday. Because, now, if this was the agreement B'Shas V'Kinyin, there are two Kulas. Kula number one, Mutarim Afilu Lachleik B'Shavet. They are permitted, if they don't say anything, we learned in the beginning of the Sikh, if they don't mention any Cheshbonis, and they'll say, we should film, the Behemoth made a profit of $700 a week, each one should take $350 on Cheshbonis, and this is permissible, because that means there's no Chal Shabbos, because that what the Goy is giving him, let's say the Goy made $100 on Shabbos, and he's giving him $50 of the $100, that's not Chal Shabbos, because the Behemoth belongs to the Goy on Shabbos. He's giving him $50 a matone. He doesn't owe him anything. If they made this agreement, we should from for 5 days, it's the Goy on Shabbos and mine on Sunday. The Goy made $100 on Shabbos. The Yid made $10 on Sunday. And they decide, let's divide everything we should for without making such bonus. So this is a hetzogomo. That means this is not a contradiction to the Eifen HaShutfis. That means they didn't have to divide up equally. They could really make a hejben that, let's see, how much profit was Shabbos, that belongs completely to the Goy. How much profit was Sunday, that belongs completely to the Yid. But if they agree without mistoma, without any hejbenis, why wasn't, well, let's divide equally. They can divide equally. And then there's no shaila whatsoever of Shal Shabbos, that the Yid is getting the Chal Shabbos, because the money, the $100 that was made Shabbos, belongs completely to the Goy. If he's giving him $50 of that, he's giving him a matzah. This is not Chal Shabbos. Number one. Number two, V'gam Da'oz, if this agreement was made, that 5 days we shoot them, Shabbos it's the Goyis, Sunday it's the Yid, afilu im achayish shneim b'shove kol yemois ashua bein b'chol bein b'shabbos mutah. They made up, when they made the whole shutfis, they made up the responsibility, whatever will occur with the behemoth the whole week, we will live up to responsibility. So, the emission is like this. Shabbos, if something happened Shabbos, so theoretically, why should he be responsible? The Goyim Behema on Shabbos. The Goyim Behema died on Shabbos. Something happened Sunday, there's no reason for the Goyim to be responsible. It was the Yid Behema on Sunday. Afal Zikain, if both of them were Mikabo responsibilities, this is not a contradiction to the shutvus that was made. They want the shutvus, they want to be mekabel responsibilities. That means these two halachas are telling us that even though dividing it up equally and having equal responsibilities really does not stem with the shutvus the way it was made, these two things are not stem because there's no reason they should have equal responsibilities all 7 days. Since the Friday, Shabbos belongs to the Goy and Sunday belongs to the Yid, there's no reason that they should divide up the profits equally since Shabbos belongs to the Goy and Sunday belongs to the Yid. But if they do it, we can live with it. And it's not considered that shows that the whole Shukras was an Omer, they didn't mean what they said. No, these two things do not contradict the shutvis, and this is glad kosher. Now, let us go. That is, if when they purchased it, they made such a shutvis, such a partnership. Vimloi hisnu mitchila osav. If they did not make this tanai, so that means they bought it b'shutvis for 7 days. That was, they didn't say we shut them for 5 days, it's the day Shabbos and the Yid Sunday. They bought it b'shutvim, so we shut them for all 7 days. V'imloi hisnu mitchila osa, af al pi shehisnu achalkas. Now, I'd like to mention something now, which is the Mordechai Sharatzian, and with this we'll understand there are two Mahalchim to understand the Lashon of the Mechaber. Now, Vim lo yisno mitchilet, also, if they did not make any k'nai, so we can learn two ways what this means. One way we could learn, the Imla his and the Mishabura and over here did not say this. Pshat, right there, he'll bring down such a pshat. But let's learn like this now. Vimla hisnu mitrila. If they did not make a tonight, so they shoot them for 7 days. They shoot for 7 days. And the Goy is working on Shabbos. Now, the Goy is working on Shabbos, so we have a big problem. Half of the Behema belongs to the Yid. And the Goy is working with his Behema. Half of the Behema. It's also al shvisas Behema. That's one way we can learn. And we'll go a little further. Af al pi shehisnu achakach, and then he's saying a chiddush that even though we made a tnai as follows. Listen, we should think it's ours for 7 days, but we will make up with us a halukas hazmanim how to use it. I'm a yid, you're a goy, so you'll work with it Shabbos, now works with it Sunday. So that means like this. I'm not saying we shoot them for 7 days. Of course, we could be shoot them, but now how will it be used on Shabbos and Sunday? So we made up. You work with it on Shabbos, and I'll work with it on Sunday. Now, perhaps there would be a smorgas to say, even though it's the Yid Behema on Shabbos, but since the rights of usage belong to the Goy, that was the Otmach. You'll work Sabbath, I'll work Sunday. So that's just his mother. There's no problem with Shmita's behemoth. It's Tachim, my behemoth, but it's Wishutim, and he has the right to use it on Shabbath. I have the right to use it on Sunday. So perhaps one might think that makes it quite kosher. Listen. So that's the second halacha. It's still also. So the way we are now learning Pshat and the Mechaber is saying, if they didn't make any tnai, so tikalata. The yidens are shiltras of the behemah on Shabbat. The guy is working with the behemah. So, but he's working with that. He doesn't want to work. He's working. So Mamela is tikalata, Shvisa's behemah. And then he says, Avopi shehisno achakas, you'll work Shabbat. So they made a halukas as manim in the shimush of the behemah. You work the whole Shabbat, I'll work the whole Sunday. Avopi shehisno achakas. Because it's still the Yid Behema on Shabbos. So maybe you're working with the Yid Behema. That's one way we can learn Shabbos. This is not the first case. The first case was, when the whole Shabbos was, we're shifting for 5 days, it's yours for Shabbos and mine for Sunday. So there's no Shabbos on Shabbos and Sunday. That's the Hetzer Gomel. That is the first case of the Mechaber said. That was in Hisnu. That was in Hisnu. It's your Shabbos and mine Sunday. It's your Shabbos and mine Sunday. That's Mutter, that's the Domah. So it's ours for 7 days of the week. So it's also. So when the guy works with it on Shabbos, it's also because he's working with a Yiddish Rebbeinah. And Afilu, they made up that you're going to work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday. But it's still also because it's still the Yid Behemen, the Deisar of Shvisas Behemsay. That's one way we can learn Pshat. Now we can learn a second way Pshat. And the Mishabura here is going to say the second way. In Shabbatian, and he mentioned the first way, and later he'll mention the first way. There's a second way we can learn Pshat. The Rivosh says, if I have a shutfis with a goy, push it from in the behemah. And the goy, because he's violent in the behemah, I'll shoot him, and he has a right to work with it. I mean, he's a shutfis. In such a case, there's no iter of shvisas behemtai. Not so ever. The whole din of Shvisa's behemoth means if it's my behemoth, so I have to make sure the behemoth shouldn't work on Shabbos. But if the goy has a shutfis in the behemoth, so it's his behemoth also. So the behemoth can't tell me, I have to see that the behemoth should be shavus. And then the goy has an ownership also. He's a shutfis. So there's no iter b'chlal of Shvisa's behemoth. Period. So, this is a shitas harivosh, that by shutfis akum, there's no din of shvisas behemtai. So then, we will learn pshat as follows. We'll see in a minute. Let's learn again the lashon of the Mechaber. Ve'im lo yihisnu mitchila, if they didn't make this tnai mitchila osa. So it was osa lechatchila, to make such a shutfis. That means you're buying a behemoth that you're making that'll have to work Shabbos. So it's also to do such a thing. But later, there's no issa of Shvisas behemtai. And aval pi shehisnu achakar, it will be also because of Schar Shabbos. And now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im lo yihisnu mitchilas. If they did not, if God will have them, im lo yihisnu mitchilas la'achar shen ishtakfu. After they became shutfim, Oma loy, he told them, toil ato b'shabbis v'ani kenegdecho b'chayl. And that's the second thing when it says, afo pishishnu achakach. Ani kinegdecha b'chayl. Af im noima, she'ein iter bozeh machmas shvitas behemtoi, we will say there's no iter of shvitas behemtoi, even she'yesh le'ene Yehudi chaylik bo, that the goy is a chaylik in it, so there's no iter of shvitas behemtoi. I'm not misunit to see that the behemoth should be shavus if a chelik of the behemoth belongs to the goy and he has a right to work with it. Tiven shiesh leini yudhi heilig bo, ma'al chochoi shal Yisrael oite malache, inken du malache, al chochoi shal Yisrael, so think inken du malache, there's no mitzvah on the yid to see that the baimah should be shaved. Mikol mokein, also, it's still also, not al shmita's mandates. So here the Mishnah Berurah is saying pshat in the Mechaber, the minute they are shutzim, there is no issa of shmitzes b'emtoyz. It is still also. Why is it also? Rabbi Chozer who noitel yom echad keneged yom haShabbos, v'havi chal Shabbos shaloi b'havlo. So that means that if they had made up, say you work Shabbos. And I'll work Sunday. So it comes out, we have a behemah hamishutefes. The guy worked and made $100 Shabbos with the behemah. I'm going to work Sunday, and I'm going to make $100 with the behemah. Now the guy will let me keep the whole $100 of the Sunday work, because he worked Shabbos on my behemoth, which is half mine, so he owes me $50. So he's paying me $50 by letting me take the complete Sunday profit. That's what he's doing. If we make this up, you'll work Shabbos, I'll work Sunday. So there's an issue of Chal Shabbos. So that is Pshat. This is how the Mishnah Berurah, the Baal is learning Pshat in the Mechaber. Again, this is a Mahalach that by Shutfas Akum, there's no Issa of Shvisus Ben Teich. Vim loy hisnu mitzchilo, ela la'achar shen ishtatmu. After they became Shutfam Omale, he told them, v'hisnu mitzchilo achakas. He told them, teilatom v'shabbos. You work the whole day Shabbos. And you're working on a behemoth that's half mine, and really, you owe me money for working with my behemoth. And I'll work Vani Kenegdech of the Chayil, and I'll work Sunday, and so the $50 that you made on my behemoth Shabbos, I'll take it back on Sunday. So it comes out, Afim Noima, Tafila, we will assume, She'ein Issa B'zamach Mashvitas Behemtoi, we will assume there's no Issa of Shvitas Behemtoi, even sheyesh la'eni Yehudi chelik bo. Since the goy is a chelik in the behemoth, so in such a case, ma'al scholchay shel Yisrael oisa malachi, he can do malachi with the behemoth, al scholchay shel Yisrael, because he's a shutef in the behemoth. So by shutef akum, there's b'chlal no Yisrael of shvisus behemoth. Mikol Mosim, also if they were Masna later, and they said that you work Shabbos, you'll take, and then I'll work Sunday, and I'll take all the Mosim Sunday. Mikol Mosim, also if they were Masna, the Bechol said, Neutel Yom Echot Kineged Yom HaShabbos, he's taking all the Mosim of Sunday, Kineged all the Mosim that the guy took Shabbos. And that is also. So this is how the Mishnah Berurah is learning the Baal Pshat from the Mechabos, that Shutfes Akum is also, is Mutel. By Shutfes Akum is no Issa of Shvitzes Bentoi. But if they made a Tanai, that you work Shabbos, all of Sunday, it's also of Chal Shabbos. Now let us think for 1 minute, according to this Mahala, what if they didn't make a Tanai? There's no Avbach. We became Shutfim Nadahima. The guy worked Shabbos. And someday we're working together. There was no Sehbin a day, connected a day. So what should be the din, according to this Mahala? It should be Mutta. Then it should only be Mutta. The whole Issa only is Al Chal Shabbos. Now let's look at the Lashon of Mechaber. Vim lo hisnu mitchila osav, Afalvi sheisnu araka. So it seems that from the lotion of the Mahabhavaita, so hisnu araka should make it better. And the way that even though hisnu araka, it's still also. That means imloi hisnu, it's still also. And afalvi sheisnu, it's still also. The way we are learning now, that's not true. If imloi hisnu, it'll be mutter. Because as though it's of Shvisa's mandatory, and there's no Schar Shabbos. If it's Hitzno, then it's also. So the lotion of the Mechaber is very difficult according to this chapter. So let us see now the next Mishnah Berurah. Aval pi shehitzno achakach. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, miloshen ze mashma. That means, even though it was Hitzno achakach, it's still also. If it was loy hisnu, it is a lotsa. That's how the loshen would seem. The loshen zeh machme, the hoshkein, the im loy hisnu klaus, dosa. That's what it seems. But they shoysev mitzadid loyma, the af im la'ache, shenishat loy hisnu loyma, til ato, elachil kim stam hatzchaf. The Veshoysev wants to say, no, Imloi Hisnu, they didn't make any conditions, and they works on Shabbos, and everything is equal, and there's no Heshboinis, it's Musa. Donaitol Schar Shabbos, Bablo, if there is Schar, if there's the Hilkin Veshovi, it's taking it, Bablo, and dividing everything equally. The Isa, the Shvishas, Behem, Tois, Vigilo, the Incan. There's no Isa, Shvishas, Behem, Tois, since they are Shuksim. The Aina Yuda, Isa, Baal, Koche, Bishabbos, Machmas, Helke, She, Yesloi. The Ash, the Osa, the Isa, Mithilok, She, Nishate. To do such a thing, that means after you became a shutif, there's no Issa of Shvisa's Bente. What can I do? He's a shutif also, but you should never become a shutif in such an item. But after also, if there is some in Philip Shenny Shabbos, show you the Elohim, she asked the name of Elohim Shabbos, Mahavala Lahasnes Mithila Tulata, Ain't Shabbos Shabbos. So, my male is, so that's the Shitas in Beis Yosef. The Shitas Beis Yosef is as follows. That if they did not make any tonight, and they made up, they're going to divide the profits equally. They're going with Shabbos, and they're going to divide it equally. It's mutter. It's also to make such a shutzvist that you're putting yourself into a matzv that you're owning a behemoth that will have to work Shabbos. So it's also to make the shutzvist. But after the shutzvist is made, there's no issue whatsoever. According to his mother. What?
So is that how we really learn out the Mahabharata?
No. That's what the Beis Yosef says in Beis Yosef. Now let's go a little further. Miloshen Ashulchan Aruch Mashmi. That's if you learn Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said like that. In Beis Yosef, he said that if Lo Hisnu is Mutter, if it was done already, and Hisnu it's also Al Schar Shabbos. Miloshen Ashulchan Aruch Mashmi. The Leilotzer Lishmei Chalzel LaMaise. He didn't want to hold like that. So in the lashon of the Mechaber Vayitzoi, that he holds by Shutzvis Akum, there's an Isser of Shvitzis Behemtoi, and that is Shitas Arivo, what the Shalzim brings down. So now, in the lashon of the Mechaber, it was seen that the Mechaber is saying as follows. The Mechaber is saying, Imim Lehishnu Mishchila also, because the Goy is working with my name on Shabbos, even though he's a shutter. They made up in the shutters, you'll work Shabbos and I'll work Sunday, that still doesn't take off the issa of Shvisa's Ben. That's, he says, Omnom Milshayna Shulchanoch Mashmed Dolei Lotsa Lismach Azela Maisa. Let's go back to the Beis Yosef that holds that Shutzvitz Akum, there's no Isar of Shvisit Behemtoi. Ein lahate lechalik stam achaka. He said that if you divide it equally, it's mutter. El b'moskim have said gozel. That gufe to divide it equally is only permitted b'moskim have said gozel. Tugdas haramol el bereish mem hei sefalof agoch. Mashmogin avuam di eshlis meichalze. In reish mem hei we hear the machlekes the mechabran the ramol. If you are allowed to divide the profits equally, if you're allowed to divide the profits equally, the Machabos you're not allowed to, the Ramah holds, that's the Shittas HaRambam, and the Ramah holds that the Shittas HaRosh you're allowed to, and the Mokim has said, no, but you can be same as on the Ramah.
Which we do have that, how much time did exacts were you made of the Shittas HaRosh?
What?
How is
No, no, it means when they bought it, they shook a period. The Hisna was something else. The Hisna was they made a new Ahmad. But he's going to work Shabbos and stuff. They didn't make this Aslo and they said, yeah. Yeah, we not finished. So now we hear here a Hadroche. If you become a Shutzim Kutagoi, what one Lachatchila should do, he should make that the Shukrim for 5 days, it belongs to the Goyan Shabbos, it belongs to the Yidam Sabbath. That's what you should do. If you didn't do this, then either there's an Issus only of Schar Shabbos, or there's an Issus of Shvisus Behemtai also. Now we are thinking of Issus how to be Matar Shvisus Behemtai. Vim yal the oiso la eini yehudi balvo dimuhe, she reshus bi yodoi lohoitio im yirka shaloi bershus Yisrael, vi yiskoi hadomim al la eini yehudi, vachayis ashmorim al la eini yehudi mutter. Now, the Mechaba is saying now a new eitah how to be matter is that I am a behemoth and the guy can work with it on Shabbos. Now what is this eitah what the Mechaba is speaking of? The eitah is as follows. I tell the guy, well, it's my behemoth, but I'm telling the guy as follows. If you want, you can take the behemoth for yourself completely. So it's like a halva. That means if you want, you can take it. It's a milvah. So pshat is, that means he has the right to take it for himself. What happens afterwards, he didn't take it for himself, and he returned the behemoth to the yid. Fine. So think, in the beginning, the condition was, if you want, you can take it for yourself. So this is, that's the guy's bang already. This already is like the guy's bang. If he wants, he can take it for himself. Then what?
You want to have a child with more client?
No, my thing, the thousand of these things, but all components, but then by the Ikaradir. That means, in C-Dalid, we said, if the guy is in the couple, Achayis, there's 2 days if it's mutter. So why? Because the guy can't sell it. So it's really the yid. But we just went a step further. But if we gave the guy the behemoth is now worth $1,000. You owe me $1,000. If the behemoth is now worth $1,000, you owe me $1,000. If you want, you can do whatever you want to get the behemoth, you pay me $1,000. If you decide to give back the behemoth afterwards, you'll be back the behemoth also. So he was mikavel complete achayis, plus he has the right to do whatever he wants with the behemoth. So this condition gives him a din vaylin. This is behemoth. He's a behemoth. It's his behemoth, and therefore there's no issa of shmishas Shabbos. Of shmishas behemoths. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yitzchay adomim, haynu, she'esham oiso bedomim kefi ma'ashi yashob. I gave you a behemoth, And we shot some, how much the payment's worth now? $1,000. This is Yaakov, it will become worth $1,200, or $2,000, or it will be worth $800. Yeah, I feel the shoe size. That means if it's worth $1,200, you owe me $1,000.
Right.
If it's, you owe me $1,000, then you can keep the payment. If it's worth $800, you'll give me $200. I feel you return the payment. Besides the achrayus of he owes him $1,000, whatever it'll be, if you want, you don't give me back the payment. You can keep it for yourself. You just give me $1,000. This day in Shulchanot Kedas HaYeshayimim HaNal B'Siv Dalit, the second Yeshayimim, the Bina Sheinu the Yochel Amocho. And if the Goy can't sell it, it's not the Goy's. So here we made a condition that halachically it's the Goy's and Gansom. I go over to the Goy's and I tell the Goy's that you owe me. That was at night. Yal Moishel and Yudi Babal Tamura, Shishin Tzmiyodi Lefi, and Yutai Shalei Mishus Yisrael, if he wants, he can thus. The Yitzke Kodom Ayeni Yehudi, Machayis Hashom Ayeni Yehudi, Mutter. V'yesh Chavov, that's the Chavov is later. V'yesh Matirin, now others are matter. Afilu loy yehei rishus b'yad ha'eni Yehudi lohi tziyom. Ayidei sheyitkoik al adomim al ha'eni Yehudi b'milve. V'yad zel ha'eni Yehudi b'yaseo apoiteki perish apoitekoi kloima lo yei lecho feroin elo mizel l'Yisrael. Now, others are matter, and we're going to explain two mahalchim in these others. But before we said, this is the hamutah. If I tell the goy, you owe me $1,000, and you can do whatever you want to bain, you can give back the bain later, and show my yourself. But that's considered the goy's bain. Now, there's a second day that holds a fill of the goy can't sell it. Well, how did they do this? They made like this. They said, now listen, I'm lending it to you. You owe me $1,000. But they're fine. So theoretically, if I lend it to you, you can sell it. But we made one clause that you owe me $1,000. I want that $1,000 should be paid up with this behemoth. So this is a clause in the halva. That means the halva was for $1,000, and theoretically you lent $1,000. Theoretically you could sell it, but we made up if that I want that the halva of $1,000 should be paid up with this payment. So now.
Yes, I'm
spoken. Well, that's a poiteki. Poiteki, I should be able to be given the $1,000 from the payment. So now, let's talk about when the payment is alive. So in this case, so there's a machloike. So here, others are matter. So now there's a machloike. What shot in these others? What is shot in these others? So the Sharetim brings down a machlekes achrayim. Others say there's a mishnah melech that says a machlekes ach. The bemis in this day holds that in order to be matter shvisus behemtoi, you need that it should be the goyis completely. The shvabel says this to sell it if he wants. Here, theoretically, you could sell it. There was one thing. There was only a zaitikis clause. That's I want it to be paid up with the behemoth. So theoretically, he can't sell it. But that's a double study of a mitzvah. His bailus. Theoretically, you could sell it. So the Mishnah Melech says, afilu according to the second day, that says Kabbalah Sarayis does not make him a Din Bailim, but here he will have a Din Bailim. And others learn that this day is only according to the first day that holds with Mutta Om Afilu, you can't sell it. So the Hakalim Shan this year Shvatirim. Yeah. Lahaytim al yedei b'milve, umayri gam ken de mishtabur, shehil mo'isam len yudi, misham mo'isam b'dama mechanao, v'adonim zotof olav b'milve, ele de bo lahaytim, da avda yedei de sha'osa oisa in yudi apoyven kele Yisrael, stu ein le reshus le mohda, so he lost the right to sell the behemah, but the law he shari. That is the Hashemim. We have it to Malchim. Either so, I feel according to the second day, because it's all theoretically he could sell it. It's only a Zaytik Minia that he can sell. Or it's going according to the first day. Or he made it on a Poitiki. Or Yahal Hanayim. Perish, what's the type Yahal Hanayim? Perish Mashkin, Beloshim Yishmoel, Rahan. Etzloi, he said that'll be a mashkin. So it's a mashkin under hoy, so therefore you can't sell it. So these are two ways of preventing the goy to sell it, but it's a halva to the goy, and then but the bain is a mashkin under halva. For bovad, shalayoyma loyma ashos. But he shouldn't say that if you return it to me, it's mine from the beginning. That he shouldn't say, because the minute he says that, so then he was working with the Yid's behemoth. That means when you return it to me, it'll be mine, we can't allow it. Now let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. Yahara name Etzloi, Reish, Af Apishi Nichem B'yad Yisrael Amashkin, he's leaving it B'yad Yisrael Amashkin, she yochali korah mehen shloyitein mois aburam. That means it's a mashkin by the Yid. That means there was a halva of $1,000. The behemoth is a mashkin by the Yid, and the Yid holds it at night. By day he goes, the guy goes and works with it, and Shabbos also. It's still considered the guy's behemoth. What does that mean? Hainu, afilo im oma loy, mloy eten lo hamois lizman ployni. If I won't give you the money, ye sholcho, it'll be yours. So that means that was the apoitiki, that was the mashkin, that if I don't give you the money, it'll be then yours. Kivin de loy oma loy ma ashav ye sholcho. Since he didn't say, may Ashav loikonom a Yisrael mafreyik shloif ganei en Yehudi. If he didn't say, may Ashav, so that means, I borrowed it, it's in my nachayis, and if I don't, and later, if I don't give you the money, they pay you up at the bank, it will then become yours. Vein loyaleim ato rak shibud baal men.